What about her question about toxicity with brigatinib?
So it's a really important question because brigatinib, among all of the ALK inhibitors, has this very unique toxicity that everyone needs to know about. And it is called early pulmonary toxicity, where after a single dose of brigatinib, a small percentage, probably 5% or less of patients, can develop significant respiratory symptoms. It's kind of like a very rapid onset pneumonitis. And so in fact, that is why the standard dosing is to start at half the dose, 90 milligrams, for 1 week, make sure they do okay, and then if they're fine, then move them up to 180. I'm seeing in practice, many patients are just starting at 180, and I'm seeing a lot of respiratory symptoms right off the bat.
That's interesting, because Dr. Rodriguez was mentioning that she went through that initial period, now she's in the second dose. Now, if you get to the second dose,
you're fine.
You're fine.
Yeah, you have the normal low-level risk of pneumonitis that we see with all TKIs, but not this unique early pulmonary toxicity.
Corey, you had a comment?
I have, like Alice, a fair amount of experience with this agent. If you get through that first week, it's one of the best-tolerated TKIs that target ALK. The pulmonary toxicity will generally occur in that first week. And some of these patients can be rechallenged, albeit with a lot of trepidation.
And if they do have the pulmonary problem, you just stop the drug, you give corticosteroids, what
yes.
do you do?
You can stop the drug, you can treat with steroids. Oftentimes, they will get through it, meaning they'll improve and you can rechallenge them. It's just that the problem is there's a very small percentage of patients who can have very severe respiratory symptoms and it can even be fatal. So we do take it very seriously.
But otherwise, from a quality of life point of view, Corey?
Good.
I actually don't find it that easy. I find it kind of in between crizotinib and alectinib, but overall, it's pretty well tolerated.